Okay, let's get back to Susan. Are you still there, poor thing, ma'am? Are you still there?
I'm still here. You bet.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, just a brief summary. Anyone who's having premature failure of hormone production from her ovaries, the first thing I'd think of doing is getting on to Dr. Frank's recommended RNA DNA treatment, simply because nobody's ever had any side effects from it that I'm aware of, and Dr. Frank wasn't either. He put that in his books. And you might check your local natural food store, Toma Dispensary, your compounding pharmacy, or there's this brand. I didn't make the brand name up. I just think it's a good one. It's from New Zealand, which means the least contaminants anywhere. New Zealand's pretty vigilant about that. It's called You Woohoo, W-O-O-H-O-O Naturals, and they're sold online. And it's a DNA RNA RNA DNA combination from sheep, I believe. Oh no, it's from lamb placenta. I got that wrong. Lamb placenta.
So what's the quantity she would need?
Well, when Dr. Frank was using it, he did something called grains, and grains are 65 milligrams, and he would recommend 5 to 7 grains. So you can do the math there. It's between 300 and 500 milligrams a day, ma'am. And yes, it did take a little time to start working. It always would. Now, that's Dr. Frank's therapy, and I can't tell you, oh my goodness, that's going to work on everybody, but I can tell you it's a starting place that won't hurt anything. One thing I certainly wouldn't be thinking of doing is hormone replacement for somebody her age. What we would want to do is try to get those ovaries going again. And so let's say the DNA RNA stuff didn't work for her. That's when I would think about this so-called cellular rejuvenation therapy. Now, it isn't going to cost, did you say 1700 or 17000? I'm not sure what's on this.
1700 up front.
1700.
Yeah.
Well, it is going to cost over $1,000, but on the other hand, if she hasn't been told what this might be, she needs to find out, because the cellular rejuvenation therapy has a very good chance of helping a person that age. Of course, what's used is ovarian to start with, and then Dr. Nihans, who made that whole therapy up, he invented it, says that whenever you use any part of the endocrine system, and ovaries are part of that, then you want to use the most of the part of the endocrine system that isn't working well, namely ovarian tissue. But he says you want to put in a little bit of the other ones, such as pituitary, such as thyroid, such as adrenals. So yeah, you're probably talking for something like that in the neighborhood of $1,000 to $1,500. Maybe that's what this fellow's doing, you might ask.
Yeah, she just picked him up out of the blue. Well, do you have is there an article that she can read for me to get her about? Did Benjamin Frank have something out there? Is there something on cellular rejuvenation therapy?
Okay, cellular rejuvenation. Yes, I'll give you two reads. One of them, again, it's Benjamin Frank. Last name Frank, just like the first name. Benjamin Frank. And you just put into your used book search engine one of two titles, Nucleic Acid Therapy in Aging and Degenerative Disease. That's one title. And then the other title is Nucleic Acid Nutrition and Therapeutics. So there's two of them. Perhaps you could find one online in the used book sources. Now, the other one then, there is a book about Dr. Nihans' therapy. He spoke a lot of German, and so somebody from England wrote a really good book about him, but I do not like the title, ma'am, so just bear with the title, because it's obviously impossible. The author is Peter Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, like Stephen, except it's H-A-N at the end, Peter Stephan.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And his book, here we go, is called The Secret of Eternal Youth. And obviously none of us are going to live forever, so I wish he'd title it something different. But the details in the book are really excellent.
And okay, the secret of what? Of
eternal youth, ma'am. Get that now.
Of eternal youth.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
But it's a very, very good description of Dr. Nihans' work.
Okay.
You know how to,
you
know how to find...
Where would you go to?
Oh, real easy, ma'am. I was about to tell you. Here we go.
Okay.
You go online, all the W's, .com. Used book search. usedbooksearch.co.uk. And that is a really neat device because it searches every other used book source in the English language, Australia, Canada, United States, every place that speaks English, New Zealand. And within 5 minutes, what you've got is a list of anybody who's got that book and what they're going to charge for it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Usedbooksearch.co.uk.
.co.uk. So would someone need to be skilled, right? And that's probably a limited availability. Do you have people in your clinic, I would assume, right, that are
Yes,
skilled?
Ma'am. We all know how to do it.
Is it something that requires weekly visits, like because she lives in Utah, so that's tricky.
No, it would require one visit, ma'am. One visit. We always want all possible people to come in once because part of an evaluation is always a physical exam. And I don't mean we always have to do prostate checks and pap smears and breast checks, but generally a physical exam because we can learn a lot about what a person needs just by looking at various things. So,
looking at them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we could get this these pills, the DNA and RNA, from your clinic.
You know what, ma'am? I doubt it, but try.
Oh, okay. Go to the Woohoo. Go to the Woohoo Naturals.
Yeah, but give it a try. Woohoo Naturals, and it's
DNA
and RNA. But I think they're sold by a single source. That's the thing. So, but one other detail in that is, if she were to have to proceed to the point of the cell rejuvenation therapy. If she comes up here once, she's taught how to do the shots, and then she can give them to herself at home. They're that safe. They're like B12 shots.
Okay. So your advice is to not go the route, unless this guy is doing these particular things, to not go the route to fix each one of those individual things. Or do, because I think he did talk about bioidentical.
Well, if anybody says the word bioidentical, ma'am, they're talking about bioidentical hormone replacement, and that is not at all what we want for a 27-year-old. Uh-uh. 29-year-old.
Okay.
What we want to do is rejuvenate those organs if it's possible.
Okay, cool. Well, who would you recommend from your clinic if we decide to get her?
Let's see. Three lady doctors there are Dr. Russell, Dr. Morikal, and Dr. Persa, and they all know about this stuff.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you. That's very helpful. I'm very, very helpful. I knew you would have good answers, so thank you so much.
Well, thank you, ma'am. And do try the DNA RNA stuff first because that's a lot less expensive.
Yeah.
And as Dr. Frank pointed out, it works a lot. So give it a try first.
Okay, will do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.